Hello, and welcome to the BlueRock Diamonds Shareholder Conference Call. My name is Molly, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Adam Waugh, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Morning. Good morning, everybody. My name's Adam Waugh. I'm the CEO of BlueRock Diamonds and also of our operating subsidiary, Clearflow Mining. I'm calling from a very hot Kimberley this morning in the Northern Cape area of South Africa. Just to remind people, we have a mining license area covering 3,000 hectares in the Northern Cape, about 120 kilometres northwest of Kimberley. And on that mining license area, we have five discovered kimberlite pipes, of which we are actively mining two and have done some bulk sampling work on a third. And we recently put out a quarter four production update along with some headlines from our full year 2000 to the end of 2018. And just briefly, the highlights there were we sold 5,805 pounds, up 70% on the previous year. We processed just short of 190,000 tons versus 153,000 the previous year. And our average grade increased to 3.28 carats per 100 tonnes, which is all to do with volume of diamonds, nothing to do with quality of diamonds. So for every 100 tonnes of kimberlite that we put through the plant, we got 3.2 carats from that, and that's up from 2.45 carats in the previous year. And I guess just important to remember there that an increase in grade feed through directly to the bottom line. It is there's no extra cost to process higher grade than low grade material. And finally, our average grade in the fourth quarter was 4 carats per 100 tons versus the 2.45 in 2017. Okay, I've got a few questions here that have been sent in. I'll just read the questions and then do my best to answer. First question is, how much downtime do you anticipate this year for planned maintenance of the processing plant? The target that we're looking to achieve in 2019, and we won't get there in the first few months, but the target is 85% availability, which means that in a 24-hour period, we would expect the plant to be available to work for approximately 20 hours of that 24-hour period. The balance, the 4 hours, therefore, being used for standard maintenance. Thereafter, we start with a hope of 100% utilization of that availability. Of course, one doesn't get 100% utilization regularly, given that there are breakdowns and there are issues regarding that. But we will be targeting a high figure on utilization up towards the 70 to 90% mark. It's a big, wide range, I appreciate, but we continue to work to improve our utilization of the plant going forward. Okay, do you envisage any problems starting the increase to a seven-day-week operation? No, much of that work is being done. We're due to start early February in our 24-hour operation, and we don't envisage any problems with that. When operations at Clearflow do become steady, sorry, this is the next question, when operations at Clearflow do become steady and profitable, do you anticipate looking at the mine acquisitions? And if so, do you already have potential targets in mind? Yes, we have and will continue to look at further acquisition opportunities or areas where a mining right becomes available. Do you have any targets in mind? The answer is no targets in mind that are more encouraging than our current mine at Career Flow. We have looked at a number. We have said in the past we think that we're in a reasonably interesting position given that the size of operation that we're running is too big for a lot of the smaller family-owned businesses, but too small for the bigger operators, and therefore there are opportunities in this mid-range mine, mid-range kimberlite mine that we're currently looking at. But no, as yet, the best opportunity that we have right now is the opportunity that we're mining. Okay, the next question is, once the new 365-day schedule is bedded in, what would then be the bottleneck in further output increases? Would it be the crushing circuit or something else? I think if I'm trying to envisage where problems are going to arise, it would always come down to the crushing circuit. And the simple reason for that is the crushing circuit does much of the real grunt work in the operation. So we blast material, and that would end up being anything from 600 mil down to very fine material. So anything from just under a meter's block size, and that has to then be crushed down to a top size of 18 mils. So there's a lot of work needs to be done to crush that material down. So that would always be the vulnerable area of any operation. The other area in terms of continuous operations and moving to the bigger projected tons is we must make sure that our mining keeps up with our processing. In other words, make sure that there is enough blasted material ready to go into the plant, and that's something that we do a lot of planning on and continue to do so. Okay, next question. How much of your resources have been mined so far? I think I would refer listeners to the RNS, tail of our RNS statement, which refers to back in September of last year. It was estimated that we had about $124 million worth of diamonds in situ at the three kimberlite pipes that are attached to that resource statement. If you look at the competent person's report when we listed back in 2013, that figure was not more than that, less than 10% more than that, near perhaps 5% more than that $124 million figure, which therefore means that we have approximately 95% of the resource left. So it's still very, very early stage in terms of mining out Career Flow. Okay, next, how deep can you mine open pit? We are mining open pit, in other words, we're not underground mining, and the deepest levels that we've got to in our mine is around about the 32-33 meter below surface level, and it is all a function of grade and value as to how deep you can go. There's no geological restrictions for us, so it is purely a decision based on financials, which is a function of the amount of diamonds in the ground and the value that you're getting. There are mines in various parts of the world that you'll see being mined open pit down to well below 1,000 meters below surface. Bearing in mind they would be either high-grade mines or high-value mines or perhaps both. And so it's something that we continue to assess with Career Flow. It would be wrong to give you a guidance on that given how early we are in the resource. So we keep that as a question and as an area, but we've got a long way to go before we need to consider anything else rather than the sort of methods that we're currently using. Okay, final question is around our diamond. We have a high-value diamond in career float. Our average dollar per carat last year was $332 a carat. And the question being, how many single diamonds have we mined worth more than $10,000 per stone? In 2018, we mined 25 diamonds in excess of that value, individuals in excess of $10,000 per diamond. And that was up from 18 in 2017. And then prior to that, it was less than 10 in total in years before that. So quite regularly mining individual stones of that value or more. Okay, and that completes the questions that I have. So I'll hand back to Molly.
Thank you. As there will be no questions on the phone lines, I'll hand it back over to your host for any concluding remarks.
Okay, thank you very much for dialing in, and appreciate the interest. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining today's call. Please disconnect your lines.